4 times as many people see live theater in schools with student actors and performers than see shows on Broadway. So when a show flops or has a short run in New York, it's not over. But adapting a Broadway musical for teenagers is a special challenge, as I found out spending time backstage in Florida. Let's start on opening night. We're backstage at the Broward Center, the Performing Arts Theater in Fort Lauderdale.
Does anybody have eyeshadow?
Students from across South Florida are getting ready to perform.
I can't believe the show is tonight.
On stage, please!
It's a musical that's new to student theater. Yep, you know that music. It's Britney Spears. These students are resuscitating the 2023 show that lasted just 3 months on Broadway. This version is Once Upon a One More Time Junior, meant mostly for tweens and young teenagers.
There's Prince Charming, girls! And Cinderella is nowhere to be found.
It's a pilot production. The students here are among the first in the country to perform it, to test it out. After the original show closed on Broadway, Music Theater International got the licensing rights for students and reworked the script. When it's available, schools will pay a flat fee and get the junior script and score and a guide to putting it on. To see if it actually works on stage,
we're going to change the opening just a little bit. Not a lot.
The company turned to a handful of schools and regional theaters, including this one in Florida.
Quiet in the house, please. Quiet on the stage. This is sound check.
Tammy Holder is the theater director here.
Sing nice and loud. Oh, baby, baby.
And let me and producer Lauren Magaki sit in on rehearsals leading up to opening night. Now, not all Broadway shows can work for students, but Once Upon a One More Time has a lot of things going for it, especially the makeup of the cast.
Because it's like 25 girls and 2 boys. It's every theater program in the country.
The catchy music helps. Plus, the plot has themes about belonging and individuality that really resonate with student performers.
Once upon a time, there was a girl who wanted more.
The story centers on Cinderella, who wants to break out of her fairy tale story and build her own happily ever after.
She's definitely sort of fits in that princess persona.
Cinderella is played here by 15-year-old Noah Anker.
She's sort of a romantic, but she realizes that her prince is, like, a little bit unloyal.
They discover that I'm actually all of the different princesses' princes. So I'm Cinderella's prince, Little Mermaid's prince, etc.
Jay Hendricks, 17, was cast as Prince Charming.
Princes, we're just different.
That's all you have to say for yourself?
Oops, I think I did it again.
Yep, that's the 2000 mega hit, Oops, I Did It Again. And how could you have a storyline with cheating and not use Britney's hit, Womanizer? We thought perhaps the Britney canon catered more to parents buying tickets, since most of the students in this performance weren't even born when these songs were on the radio. But we were wrong.
Had you guys heard about Britney Spears before this musical?
Yes. I'm a huge Britney fan, for sure, yeah.
I had, like, all the songs memorized on the first day of rehearsal.
She's a pop idol.
Ever since I came out of the womb, I've been singing her songs.
Those were students Alana Maurer, Chloe Caddy, Daniel Zelfman, and Noah Anker. The junior version is way shorter, so songs and scenes and subplots are cut, including some that might be controversial or not age-appropriate. But the story, it still has to make sense on stage.
Who moves the stairs for Prince Charming?
Which is something they're figuring out when we arrive at rehearsals a few days before opening night.
Today we have a big challenge. She's supposed to break the glass slipper.
It's the pivotal scene, where Cinderella decides to break out of her story and smashes the glass slipper. Essentially a metaphor for this whole show.
Pick up the shoe, and then just pick it up. Like you're going to smack him with it. Pick it up. And then you say,
what do you think you're doing?
Shroom!
Obviously, broken glass on a stage is a no-go.
Hey, Dan, can that crash be even louder?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't hate that.
So Noah and Jay work to time their movements on stage with the lights and the sound.
Throw it down.
To make it look like Cinderella is smashing the shoe.
Crash, lights, sweet, right here. Hold, wow, okay.
The timing has to be perfect.
Let's see what happens. I don't know what's gonna happen.
No.
part of piloting the show means sets and costumes, too. A theater tech class at nearby Nova Southeastern University designed and built the sets. And then local middle and high school students helped dream up what the costumes looked like. Those sets and costumes and tweaks they've made will be photographed and duplicated and perhaps set the standard for other schools and regional theaters for decades to come.
It's so glittery and sparkly.
At dress rehearsal the night before opening, the students get to finally perform in those outfits. Here are students Eden Gross and Sienna Antoine Mate Jiggins.
I just love it.
So it's this huge, like, deep purple maxi dress with, like, a lot of tulle on the sleeves.
It's down to the wire, and nerves are high. One of the kids is throwing up in the bathroom. Because the final rehearsal is the last chance to fix anything.
Let me see Little Mermaid.
Jenna Hubert twirls in her tight purple dress.
Oh, look at you!
Can you move and, like, I know you fall on the floor and everything. And
I can do that.
Okay.
Y'all, we got a show!
So by opening night, it's time to see if this thing is going to come together and work as a show that other schools across the country can perform.
Show day!
The producers from the licensing company, MTI, will be in the audience taking notes.
Gotta stay calm.
Yair Gerges is gearing up to open the show as the narrator.
You gotta lock in. The main thing is lock in.
Stand up tall.
Holder gathers the cast in a circle backstage.
Take a deep breath in.
They hold hands and close their eyes. Tinkerbell's fairy wings are all smushed up against Rapunzel's hair extensions.
Let it out in a big sigh. We have a story to tell.
Ultimately tonight, and student theater in general, is about believing in the power of imagination to build community and find a voice.
You know I'm a crier. There is such a light in each of you, and it puts beauty in the world, and it puts joy in the world. So when you get out there tonight, shine that light.
And they do shine.
Read me a story.
A fairy tale.
The costumes look incredible and sequiny and bright. The cast hits all their marks. Cinderella delivers when she shatters that glass shoe. The timing, the lights, it's pretty convincing.
Stronger!
Now, this show might not have gotten a long run on Broadway 2 years ago, but with the changes and the heart from the teenage performers, the audience in Fort Lauderdale give nearly every song a standing ovation. After the show wrapped back in June, MTI has been incorporating what these students learned and changed into the final junior version. And that will be available for schools to perform starting next year. Just like a